From health and wellness to education,
we need to be thinking about what it takes for students to succeed.
From art and politics to social issues of the day,
we have young Black males who are thriving in their communities and who are being shown as leaders.
The journey is what matters.
I would say to all of us, we can be better than we are.
Let's join Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, president of Howard University, and his guests as they take steps on the journey.
My guests today have had an emancipating experience. They have both taken the opportunity to explore another part of the world and in the process have learned new things about themselves. As students in the Howard University Study Abroad program, they each spent a semester getting to know people in another country as part of an international exchange. Joining me today to talk about it on the journey are two juniors from the School of Communications, Kayla Valentine and Morgan Dorsey. Welcome.
Thank you.
Let me start with you, Morgan. Tell me a little bit about your background, where you're from and what your major is.
I'm from Houston, Texas, and my major is public relations. My minor, I actually recently changed my minor to graphic design.
All right, and you, Kayla, where are you from?
I'm from Los Angeles, California, and I'm also a graphic design minor and a public relations major. I'm excited to be here. I studied abroad in Florence, Italy.
Tell me a little bit about what your classes were like when you were in Italy.
Some of them were general, so I took like an Italian language course, but then I also took a classic literature course, and we read things like the Odyssey and things from Aeneid, things like that. And it was really enlightening because like my professors, they were Italian, and they gave like a totally different perspective on just, you know, not just like reading it, but what it meant to us as on our journey, overseas. And like, I really loved it. It was awesome. Yeah.
And you, Morgan, what types of, were your classes in Spanish or in English?
No, my classes were in English. I took two Spanish classes that were in English. I mean, they taught, of course, like they spoke Spanish in the classes, but they would help us out. I really liked the Spanish classes there because they were very, I guess, hands-on or interactive. Like our teacher would take us to like markets and like cafes to actually like talk and, you know, order stuff and ask for food and stuff like that. And I also took an architecture class and a art class to like fulfill my electives, and those are really cool because all the like architects and stuff that you learn about, like you could actually see, like, you know, their work, like in Barcelona.
So you saw Gaudi,
right? Yeah, and they would take us on field trips to different museums and like you know, to see different buildings, and you had to pay, but it was like a really small fee, and so they really like had it like together.
Now, prior to coming to Howard University, what was your travel experience like?
I have actually been out of the country a couple times before I got to Howard, but I knew that I wanted to study abroad because I'd never been able to stay anywhere for super long. You know, like I've never stayed anywhere past like a week and a half. I'm from Texas, so you learn that people speak Spanish differently, you know, in other parts of the world. So I think that it was, even though I've been out of the country before, it doesn't even like compare to a vacation, like actually living there.
Yeah. And what about you, Kayla? What was your travel experience like prior to coming to Howard?
Well, Mexico is like a hop, skip, and a jump from California, so that's pretty much the only place that I've been to, before studying abroad. Yeah. And I've always like had aspirations of going to Italy, like since I was 16. So this was just sort of like my chance to fulfill my long, lived dreams.
And in terms of just the practicality of it, because obviously it's a great cultural experience, which I'll have you expand on. But just from the practical things you had to do in terms of going through the process, passports, visas, you know, actually getting there, finding a place to stay. Tell me a little bit about that. How difficult was it, or how smooth it was, and just how much a part of the experience was that in terms of your own growth and your own enjoyment of the overall experience?
It was pretty smooth for me. And then as far as like just traveling and getting settled in my apartment, everything was great. Like Morgan said, they definitely like value their history. So my apartment was sort of old, like an old style building, but it was beautiful inside, and I loved it. Yeah.
You're listening to The Journey. My guests today are Kayla Valentine and Morgan Dorsey, two junior students in the School of Communications who've studied abroad through our International Study Abroad program. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. So tell me about your, in terms of just the practical aspects of getting there.
Of course, because it's a new experience, there's going to be, you know, things that you have to figure out on your own. But I think that Howard and we both went through AIFS, mm-hmm. the study abroad program. They were great. Like, they have everything like in power, like in PDFs, and like you can go online and see everything you need to do as far as like what you need to take to get your visa, how much stuff costs. And being in DC is a plus, because you know I had to renew my passport. It came really quickly. The visa, the embassies are down the street, so that you know, that made it easier. But the study abroad program itself had everything like in order. Like, you can choose if you want them to pick you up from the airport, if you want to take a taxi. Like, your residence director, like the person that's over us in those countries, they're very helpful, and they meet you like
they meet you everywhere you go. They also kind of gave us some info on different activities in the city, and like we took weekend trips as a group. Like, it was awesome.
They had packets and everything like when we got there that explained, you know, what to do in case of an emergency. Like, they told us how to maneuver around Barcelona, like as far as pickpocketing. Like, they had everything laid out. So I felt like I didn't even feel like really culture shock or anything. Like, I felt like I, maybe because Barcelona is kind of like Houston, like it's just like a big, you know, city besides like the language, but I felt really like at home, and like I felt safe. Okay. So that was good.
And that's important. No, you said, Kayla, that you felt some culture shock. There was something about it that was different. Did you miss home?
I definitely missed home, but it was just because, like, in Florence specifically, there aren't a lot of African Americans or Africans in general. So when they saw, like, a female African American girl, you know, just, like, walking around in the stores and things like that, it was like, oh, like, is she from here? Does she speak Italian? You know? And there were times where, like, the older generations, they kind of were... They were a bit more curious about, like, where I was coming from and things like that. So I definitely was kind of drilled with questions. But it was fun because, like, I got to, you know, give them some background about me, you know.
So Morgan talked about the architecture in Barcelona, which clearly is one of the fantastic things about that city. Florence obviously has a huge art, I would say art culture. Embedded in it. Were you able to participate in going to some of the museums?
Definitely. I took a drawing class while I was out there, and I did not think I had any kind of drawing skills. So we would go on a lot of field trips and go to different museums and things like that. And we also did a lot of cool in-class assignments. One time we worked with a high school, a local high school, and we made this huge door. So the door is sort of like a new beginning, and each person painted like their own little piece or their own little new beginning. And so it was really awesome to work with these high school students because they were so talented, like at such a young age. So it really inspired me to want to do better as a college student. So I definitely loved it.
Oh, that's excellent. Mm-hmm. So Morgan, tell me, who have you been in touch with since you returned? And tell us exactly when you when you attended the school in Barcelona.
I was there from like the second week of January until probably the third week of April. Mm-hmm. And I have emailed my resident director, but mainly I've kept in touch with a lot of the people that were Americans that went to study abroad with me, which I think is the one of like the most rewarding things. Like, of course, you know, you have the culture and the experience, but to actually like be able to meet people from like I have like friends that go to like Hofstra in New York. I didn't know what Hofstra was. And I have friends that go to Berkeley. Like, it was a lot of Berkeley kids there, and I've never met anybody that goes, you know, that goes to Berkeley. So for them to like, because we would have to go on, like she said, like, well, we didn't have to, but we had optional, like, weekend trips where as a group, whoever, you know, wants to go, goes. And those would be, like, such intimate settings that, you know, you really get to meet people and you really get to, like, you know, bond with them. So they would, like, by the end of the trip or the semester, they, like, you know, invited me to go down to Berkeley for the summer, or, like, you know, a weekend in the summer, and to drive, like, if I'm in D.C., to go to New York, like, you know, take a megabus or something to New York to visit. So I think that it's really cool to be with people that you could that you shared an experience with, and, you know, they're in America, so you can, you know, talk to them about it. You know, you have Facebook is great, so, you know, you still communicate. I might not visit all of them, but we still communicate on Facebook. So it was really great getting to meet them.
And who knows, 15, 20 years from now, those are people that you may be running into.
Listen, they had parents, and, you know, you never know who people are. So that was definitely great meeting them, for sure.
All right, excellent. And what about you, in terms of who you've stayed in touch with?
I still email my art professor, Franz, and I like try to send him some of my drawings and ask him like for notes and things like that. Also, the students that I studied abroad with, like, I still keep in contact with them. A lot of them were from California.
And you guys may have heard me say this before. If not, you'll certainly hear it a lot by the time you graduate. And that is that you don't come to Howard University to get a degree. You come here to get an education. And I think that one essential part of that education is understanding your place in the world at large. And clearly, participating in study abroad gives you a different perspective. Mm-hmm. Now that you've had that, I actually lived in Houston for a little bit, so I know where Third Ward is. I'm very familiar.
That's
I lived
where I
on
live.
The corner of Alameda and Old Spanish Trail, so
okay.
I'm pretty close. Knowing that you want to give back to the Third Ward, what has this experience done for that interest?
I actually, my big dream is to start a study abroad program for students in my in the Houston area that don't go to college, that don't have the opportunity to study abroad, because I feel like even if you didn't go to school or go to college, everybody like deserves a chance to see that life is like more than, you know, their area where they grew up. Because a lot of people haven't even been out of Texas, you know, that are, you know, in my community or whatever. So I feel like studying abroad and seeing how other people live and seeing that the world is like so much bigger and there's so much that it has to offer will help people get out of their, you know, their everyday mindset and make them want to do, you know, more. I think because I've been out of the country and it was so great for me, like, I know that it'll be like wonderful for people that, you know, haven't been, like I said, like out of Texas.
And South LA, how is this going to influence what you do with your life in terms of influencing South LA?
Well, over the summer in my internship, I worked with a lot of teens in foster care. And when I told them about, like, my experience abroad, they were like, what? Like, that's possible? Like, you really went all the way over there? And so it just really surprised me, like, how, like, you know, they were so surprised. And I just wanted to make sure that they understood that it's just as possible for them to go. So that in turn kind of like inspired me to try and work in the nonprofit industry as a PR professional, because like I definitely believe in helping millions rather than just helping one. So like hopefully I can start some sort of program or a fund for different charities who can provide scholarships for students from low-income families and help them go abroad and just experience the world.
You can start a scholarship fund for my
study
abroad program.
Thanks for being here. My guests today have been Kayla Valentine and Morgan Dorsey, two junior students in the School of Communications. And I dare say that they are well poised to change the world, as they've touched two European countries on their journey while being here at Howard University. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.
You've been listening to The Journey with Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, right here on the Howard University Radio Network.